Hey, you guys, it's Saturday.
Yeah, we did that show last night. It was about Poltergeist. Yeah. I was pretty loaded on the second half. Hopefully,
you were,
Was I making sense?
Yeah.
You saw it?
It was fine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because I edited it earlier today.
Yeah.
You know, we were both pretty messed up at the end. Well, because what ends up happening is that we don't really start recording. We started recording them on Friday nights, and we don't really start recording until like 7-ish.
Yes.
And then, you know, we get a big drink going, and then like we record like the first half or whatever, and that usually takes like an hour, hour and a half, whatever, and then we take a break in between, like, so we can upload shit, and then it's like, so we didn't end up finishing until almost midnight, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then I was like trying to upload.
I didn't realize it was that late when we got
done.
Well,
the show ended up being 3 hours.
Shit, man.
So like a little over 3 hours.
They like it, but you know what I mean. You're burning it up, Jenny. You're fucking burning it up. We could have made 2 shows out of that.
I know.
She says, "Well, we're going to talk about 5 cases."
You know what I mean?
I'm like,
"We
talking about that's like." You know.
It was just two because I was afraid that the one case. This happens a lot if we talk about like paranormal stuff. I always kind of feel like there's not enough content there to like make a long show.
Man, but she's got me with her. She forgets that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I'm adding to that shit.
Yeah. I just don't, I just like have a paranoia about like running out of shit to talk about. And then we're just sitting there going, although I don't think that's ever happened.
No.
It's like, it's hilarious to me now to think that, you know, back when we first started the show, we were very adamant about keeping
about
it to an
minutes.
Hour.
Yeah.
You know what
minutes.
I mean? So some of the shows were only like 53 minutes or something like that, which is amazing. I'm like, how the fuck did we do that?
We were moving right along.
I guess.
And we only took one topic at a time, and we didn't expound on it all that much.
Yeah, we didn't go off on a bunch of different tangents. I guess we were trying to, and I was more stringent about editing them then because, you know, we didn't have a video component at that time, and I was usually just like, you know, putting in photos. Although I do remember like getting mad at you because sometimes you would go off on tangents and I'd be like, God damn it, I didn't have any pictures of that. So then I had to go and like find pictures of like shit that you went off and talked about.
Well, back on those days, we weren't sure if the videos, if they were over an hour, if we, you know, maybe would like lose out in the algorithms or people wouldn't subscribe or they wouldn't sit around.
Yeah, because they'd be like, 4 hours,
like an hour,
fuck
that's
that.
Fucking shit's too long. You know what I mean? They didn't want to, because we were kind of coming out of a time when we believed that a shorter video got more hits and a channel like that got more subscribers and you actually could get it monetized. And I think maybe that's the way it was a long time ago. Maybe like in 2012, maybe 2010. But, you know.
Yeah, maybe there was that window when everyone kind of had ADD.
Yeah. Remember how some of those little clickbait channels fucking had millions and millions of views and they were making all kinds of money? And they were basically just stealing the best of other people's material.
Yeah.
Like little shit that came off of cell phones and shit, you know what I mean? And compilations of motorcycle wrecks, and some of those dudes were making incredible money.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at the views and they would get like fucking 64 million views or whatever. You know, you're like, what the fuck? And it's like a 10-minute video.
Yeah, I felt like for a long time, like between 10 and 15 minutes seemed like the sweet spot. Although it depends on what it is. It's like, honestly, I don't listen to a lot of other podcasts. You know, I will if I'm like researching a topic or, you know, researching a case or whatever. But what I generally do, because I don't wear myself out enough and I have to be doing like 2 or 3 things at once or else I don't feel productive. So I'll be doing one thing on this computer and then I'll have like a podcast about like our next topic for like next week's show going on this computer so I can have it like playing in the background so I can like get some osmosis information. You know what I mean? So I like it when the videos are long because I'm usually working on something over here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I can just like listen to it and get all into it and stuff. So it does seem like, you know, shows like Last Podcast on the Left and all this other kind of stuff, they usually do like 2 or 3 part things about like a serial killer. Like say they did one on Ed Gein and I think it was 3 parts and it ended up being, I mean, each part was like between 1 and 2 hours.
Yeah.
So that was like a 4-hour show, which is about what we did. I think we did a 3 or 4 hour thing about Ed Gein. So they did about the same thing.
Yeah. I always wanted to do like long format stuff.
Yeah.
Shows. I wanted to be in, I have like a talk show.
Yeah.
With guests and everything. But man, it's so technologically unwieldy. Every time we had guests, it was a real pain in the ass to make sure the timing was right and that the audio worked. And it was just...
Yeah, it was always like the audio wasn't as good on their end. Right. And like Skype would keep like crapping out. And it's just kind of like I would lose the audio at some points. And it's like it was just such a giant pain.
Yeah, and if you had a guest on that people, you know, maybe didn't like, then all of a sudden fucking trolls ended up fucking coming to your account. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, I mean, I did like when we had guests on. We've had a few on. We usually have, we had Angry Gay Pope on. We had Steve Mara and stuff. But we had the guy from Summerwind. But
yeah, those guys are pretty safe. But you know, AGP. You know what I mean? You could get the fucking Scientologists on your fucking case.
I was actually surprised that we didn't get the Scientologists.
I guess we didn't. I guess we didn't fucking. You know what I mean? We didn't.
We're not cool enough.
Well, they didn't see us.
Well,
as
he's
a
lot more famous. He's than a lot more.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah.
But wait, I don't think I got any like weird Scientology comments or
our most divisive. Our most divisive show was our biggest show, and that was about the Warrens.
The Warrens, which I never would have thought that in a million years that that would have been the show that gets the most abusive comments on it. We don't, like I said, I generally
We didn't fucking kiss the ass and we didn't suck the cock. You know what I mean? Fucking, you know, I'm not gonna suck the Warrens' cock. I don't believe everything.
Especially not now because they're both dead.
Yeah,
but
I just don't believe all their cases were legit. And I think they exaggerated some stuff. Some stuff was real, but I don't think it all. He fought a fucking werewolf.
Yeah.
That's what he claimed. He fought a fucking werewolf. And it's just, that was from it was another era. It was the golden age of fucking Geraldo.
Yeah.
The Geraldo show and the fucking daytime talk shows. And Ed,
I still love that shit. The stupider, the better.
Yeah, and Ed...
Now I can't really stomach it.
Ed knew how to play that game. He gave TV talk shows what they wanted.
Yeah.
And they didn't necessarily want the truth.
Well, obviously.
They didn't want
because
the
that's
truth.
No fun, is it?
No.
It's no fun.
No. But I think there were a couple cases they were involved in that were legit. What I'm sure they kind of exaggerated a lot of it. They were involved in the Enfield case. They got into that one uninvited. I know that was a real case, but the other people that were there was like they were like, who are these people?
That's the thing, and I feel like they made the whole The Conjuring 2, which was about Enfield, and kind of inserted them in like they were like the main investigators in the case. And according to the people that actually investigated that, that was not. They're like they did show up, but nobody asked them to.
Yeah, from what I heard, they showed up and they were there for maybe a day.
Yeah, they were just there for one day. They just kind of showed up on the doorstep and were like, hey, you had a
Yeah, and they were there thing. For a day, and evidently fucking Ed fucking ran around the place fucking talking about demons, didn't see anything, and then left.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine...
And now there's like a whole movie franchise where they're just like, they were totally in on that shit. Yeah. And everybody that wears like, you know, Guyline Playfair, Morris Gross, like all the people that were there like for the whole fucking year and a half were like, they didn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, evidently, you know, like, Guy Playfair was like, I heard that somebody came by. It's who?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They didn't really know
who that was. Yeah, somebody was came American by, thing. And the kids said they saw somebody and a strange man, and then he left.
Yeah, they didn't come back. You know? Well, it's like, so, really, did they even need to, like, turn up anywhere? They probably didn't even need to pay the airfare to go all the way over there to turn up and just be like, why don't they just send a phone call? And it's like, guess what? It's demons. Bye.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all they had to do.
Ed was grifting, you know what I mean? And I don't think he believed that was a real case, you know what I mean? Because he faked so much shit, I don't even think he thought that was real.
Yeah, probably.
So he showed up just to say he was there, and then he went back to the United States to tell whatever story he wanted to tell so he could get back on Geraldo.
Yeah.
And probably when he showed up, he probably disturbed Janet so much that the phenomena stopped so she could look at him.
She's like, what's this?
Because whenever
deal?
Anybody showed up at fucking Mammoth or fucking, you know, if anything disturbed the scene, it would die down for a few hours. It would slowly come back. But that's probably what happened. Ed showed up and that shit stopped. And Ed says, oh, here's another fake case. Yeah, I'm here. Demon. Okay, it's gonna go. gotta go call fucking Geraldo.
Gotta go fight that werewolf.
Gotta go fight a werewolf. I gotta get on Sally Jesse Raphael. And then once all this shit's lined, I'll tell him what I did here. And I had that fucker slowed down. You know what I mean? And hung out for a while, maybe 3 or 4 days. He probably would have saw some pretty cool phenomenon. But you know what, though? I mean, chances are he'd have been scared shitless.
Yeah, I'm not sure how, because like
you
said,
I don't know. He said a poltergeist could scare the shit out of you. He claimed to see the other ones.
Like literally?
And no, he just said that they could fucking just scare the shit out of you. That it's just a poltergeist. It's gonna be no, they fucking scared the shit out of you. Is what he said one time.
I remember him saying that. I saw that clip of that interview.
Yeah, I think he'd seen some paranormal stuff, but I think he exaggerated and faked a lot of shit.
And too. I think we said that on the Warren Show. It's like, I'm not saying that every single thing that they were involved in was fake. I don't think that.
No, I think some of it was real, but I think almost all of it was exaggerated, even what was real.
Yeah, even the shit that was real. Because, I mean, there were, like, pretty legit sources that said shit like, you know, later on, like, there was really scary shit going on or paranormal shit going on in the case. But then, like, when the Warrens investigated and someone was writing a book about it, they're like, well, add this, that, and the other thing, like, to make the book scary so it would sell. Weren't they involved in the, what was that case where the people said they got raped by invisible pigs?
Raped by invisible
pigs. Was that the Smurls?
I don't remember that one.
I kind of feel like that was, I don't remember if we did a show there about that one or not. Fucking... Sorry, those are a little.
Yeah, people.
That's Instagram. Stop. That's Instagram shit on my other computer.
They're talking about her boobs. I'm just kidding. That's another channel we got. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
God damn
just
it. Kidding. Just kidding.
That's a good idea, though. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what I was trying to say. I was trying, I threw myself off the track, kind of like last time I was talking about the Cockasaur.
Yeah, and you just like...
They haven't heard the Cockasaur story yet.
Cockasaur?
The Cockasaur.
Yeah, but that's going to be on the matinee show.
That's going to be on the matinee show.
Well, the patrons have seen it because it went up for the patrons this morning, but it doesn't go up to everybody until tomorrow morning.
The Cockasaur. There's a movie you can see, on Xbox. You don't rent it. It's shit. But it's got a Cockasaur in it.
Well, now you just made everybody want to watch it.
What was it called? Dust Rider?
The Dust Walker.
Dust Walker.
Yeah.
It's an Australian movie, and they let me down. Usually Australia.
It started out good, but then it kind of went downhill.
We talk about it. You guys will see it tomorrow.
But speaking of Cockasaur, apparently there's a movie out there called Velocipastor. And
I really
need to see that.
He's half priest and half fucking...
half dinosaur, half velociraptor.
Hold on, I was gonna say something. Maybe somebody out here knows what this one. There was one of them. I think it was on maybe like the was his name Phil Donahue. Was that his name?
Yeah.
Phil Donahue. Yeah, that's right. It's been so long.
Yeah, that's old school.
That's old school shit. I think it was either on Phil Donahue or like on Sally Jesse Raphael. It might have been. What's his name? What's that fucker's name? Geraldo.
Geraldo. Maury Povich.
There was some, maybe Maury Povich.
Montel Williams.
It might have been Maury. I don't know. This was before those two. Before Montel and Ricky. Anyway. Somebody had a pretty much a whole house of women on as guests.
Okay.
And he was a paranormal investigator. And they just kept hearing grunting and heavy breathing. And one girl woke up in the daytime, she was falling asleep and saw like a shadowy figure of a dude kneeling at the fucking bed, at her bed, looking at her, just fucking, just going at it, man, just beating off. And he faded away. And then there was like, they kept reporting like having their fucking titties grabbed and their asses grabbed in the shower. And they could hear a man's voice and panting and, you know,
jeez,
pervert shit. And that was it. There was no plot to it or anything. And they didn't say much, and they looked fucking terrified. And they didn't have really the money to get out of there.
Well, yeah.
And there was like only like maybe like a teenage boy and maybe like a little kid. And there weren't any men in the house. It was all women. I think there must have been about six of them. And it turns out the investigator had a bunch of photos of guys that had something to do with the house. Had to do with the apartment. I think it was an apartment. So you guys might remember, but I can't find it again. And I haven't seen a reference to it.
It sounds awfully familiar, though.
The guy had done an investigation. I think it was on an apartment that had like a couple of bungalows in it. You know what I mean? Like two or three houses connected.
Yeah.
And he did like a blind ID like the cops would do, and they all identified as like the prior fucking property manager as the guy that they keep seeing. And he had died of like a heart attack about 4 or 5 years before.
And
that.
He's still being a skeez and after evidently, death?
Yeah.
And God damn it.
Evidently, he lived on the property before he died. He lived in one of those apartments.
See, with my luck, if I ever got haunted, yeah. It would be a dude like that.
Yeah, and evidently, and if I remember correctly, I mean, this was, man, 30-something years ago. He had like a history of sex offenses, too.
Yeah, I guess
even
so.
Back in his life. You know, I mean, he was an old guy when he died in the 60s or something.
Gross.
But if anybody knows that case, man, leave a comment in the bottom. I only saw it on that one show, daytime talk show. Never saw it again. But it was after Mammoth Mountain. And they, so I'd already had an experience myself. And looking at them women's faces, I could tell that it was probably true.
Yeah, that would be kind of the worst.
Yeah. They looked like they hadn't slept in a long time. They looked fucking mortified, too. Like they were fucking super embarrassed. They didn't want to talk about it.
Well, yeah, I don't blame them.
It was a molester. It was a Chester the molester ghost.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And what is it with... You said he was like the apartment manager, the property manager?
Property manager,
what
I believe.
What is up with that? Because I feel like... Okay, so I listen to like Mr. Nightmare sometimes.
Is he
like
the property manager or the owner? One of the two, but I think he lived on prop.
Yeah, when I'm trying to like, you know, relax and stuff, I like to listen to like those scary stories. And a lot of them are true, like true stories that people... Well, or allegedly true that people have submitted that he can read. And he's done ones where like... the person's like landlord or some shit like that will be like coming in their house and like sniffing their panties and shit like that when they're out. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
He was one of those and evidently died, and his
that's very widespread.
His astral force is in the his force ghost is fucking in the other dimension.
Can you imagine
fucking
wasting your afterlife? You find out that it's like, woohoo, I can be a ghost, and that's all you do with it.
Yeah, he's a...
That's all you do with
it. He didn't have a higher spiritual fucking mission in life.
If I died and found out that, like, ghosts were real and I could be a ghost and I could, like, run around haunting shit and everything, I could do all kind of fun shit.
That's what
he's gonna go around, like, jerking off watching people.
That's what Steven Seagal's gonna do.
Ah.
That's what Steven Seagal's gonna do.
And
he called it Poonanny-Nanny. Didn't he call that Poonanny-Nanny?
Yeah, no,
somebody called Poonanny? He called it something like Poonani. That's what he called it.
It was like in a song.
In a
song,
and I was like,
because remember we were doing
this
when we were doing the show about it. I was like, I didn't want to say the lyrics out loud because it was just like so cringeworthy. But it's like, you know what? Like we were mean to Steven Seagal, like on our show, me more than you probably. And so when he dies, he's gonna haunt me, and he's gonna do that shit.
He's gonna grab your titties. He's gonna come up behind you, fucking grab.
And he's gonna like come up and like say Poonani in my ear and shit like that. I'm gonna have to get Steven.
You're gonna be fucking cleaning
Steven Seagal exercise.
You're gonna be cleaning your ears out with alcohol.
I know. God damn it, Steve. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That totally sounds like something he would do as a ghost. What a dick. We're just like going off.
He's got these Russian slave girls with him wherever he goes in the afterlife.
Now I'm gonna have nightmares about that. All right. You have anything else you want to talk?
That's it.
This was a fun one today. It was Saturday, even though like I'm still like kind of hungover.
Yeah, me too.
Not really hungover, but tired, like, just really, really tired. I'm like really sleepy, and I even like slept in this morning because this Saturday morning is the only morning that I allow myself to sleep in.
Yeah.
And even so, like you still woke me up at 7. You like, you going for a walk this morning? And I was like, no, I wanted to sleep in, but oh well. I'll take a nap later.
I thought it was still the weekday.
No, it's Saturday.
I was wanting to go for a walk, actually.
We can go later after I get the show uploaded.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have a good rest of your Saturday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.